Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
In Delfshaven, daar zijn we geboren in 1824. En dit is ons ooievaartje. Vindt u nog steeds op ons etiket. En dit is nu onze kruidenzolder. Hier bewaren we het geheim van onze jonge Henkes. De beste jenever, de vieux en van de oude jenever. Denk u eens in, al meer dan 150 jaar verstand van een goede borrel. Zeg maar gerust een beste borrel.
Kenners halen Henkes in huis.
Uw leukste foto's verdienen Zelkie. Even het schutblad verwijderen. Foto erop. Randjes wegsnijden. En klaar is Kees. Wilt u hem ophangen of neerzetten? Het kan allebei. Verkrijgbaar in alle formaten. Zelkie, uw goedkope fotoblok.
This was the sixth attempt on the life of the president. In desperation, the OAS terrorists hired a professional killer.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime job. Whoever does it can never work again. How much do you want? $500,000. What? In cash.
I'd like to know how you expect us to find $500,000 so quickly.
A desperate plan. Nothing left to chance. Every chilling detail. Time to the second.
Commissioner Berthier.
Well, we're in trouble on this one, since not even the OAS know who he is. Action Service can't destroy him. Territorial surveillance can't pick him up at the border because they don't know what he looks like.
An unparalleled manhunt. A determined and relentless killer. Impossible to know. Impossible to stop.
He vanished. I don't think we really ever had any idea what kind of man you've been pursuing.
Excuse me.
This is as close as most people ever get to the CIA. But you're going a lot closer. To a top secret briefing inside. Gentlemen, this is Gerald Cross. In the 30 years he's been with the agency, Cross has become too good. He knows too much. Cross is to be eliminated. This is Scorpio. CIA experience, 4 years. He's good because Cross trained him. He's also Cross's friend. His assignment, Eliminate Cross.
I want Cross. And I want him burned.
How bad does he want?
All the way.
So long, brother of mine. You've got 30 seconds to live. McCloud wants me dead.
I'll have to go deep, so you won't hear from me for a while.
When the agency wants to get rid of someone, they do it. Even when it's their best man.
Where's Cross?
We can't all miss, mister.
If you get Cross, you get his job.
They wanted Cross, and they didn't care whose life it took to get him.
He shot your wife.
No! Jesus, the gas!
The job with the woman was
killed. I didn't kill her, I swear!
Do me one favor, Cross. Run as fast and as far as you can. You've nothing but enemies.
Now, open your eyes.
Now, a new dimension in horror. A terrifying trauma where blood-chilling dreams come true.
Marrow is dead.
Marrow was buried, but he was buried alive.
Oh, that's enough. He committed suicide. We all saw him.
Yes, but the dead can walk. Marrow was completely insane.
He's the one who killed your mother.
Must a man die twice for his crimes, Cesar?
He's mad.
Beneath the mask of the beast is the evil power which terrorizes a city. No! No! The nightmare of horror.
Made me hate myself. Well, I like myself now.
Where your nightmares end, will it begin?
Tell him up! No, Willard! No, Willard!
Willard.
Shortly before closing time, Ma Barker enters the bank, crosses to the security guards, the only one they've got. Now, she'll station herself so that she can cover him. Clyde enters the bank, covers the rear. He'll deal with the customers when the time comes. Nobody gets in or out without dealing with Clyde. Bonnie comes in, crosses over there, and takes care of the bank officials at their desks. Pretty boy Floyd comes to this window, gets up on the counter, and deals with everybody at that end of the room. Babyface Nelson comes to this window and does the same thing with everybody at that end. Now Dillinger comes in.
Girl, I cared about me. Leave me the fuck
Dillinger
alone.
Dillinger has a note in his mouth.
Just leave me the fuck alone.
He crosses
That's the girl you were crazy eight. About? Fucking girl works for X-rated movies, man. You can see a fucking ass for 25 cents. 25 cents, at least she could do is charge a full dollar. Damn it, man, why don't you go back and dance with her, right, man? I don't need her, man. Why don't you go back? You can have her. Just leave me the fuck alone, right?
Now you're saying that shit after you fucked up my whole night,
man,
huh?
Man, just did your whole fucking night. You keep recycling that shit over and over again, man. It won't mean nothing to you, all right? Can I deserve my fucking better, but you don't, motherfucker.
I'll tell you what you deserve, motherfucker.
You know what you deserve is a fucking time here, motherfucker.
Now what's the matter
with
you? Who the fuck do you think you are, man? What, do you think you're better than me, man? You think you're better than me? You're just a fucking piece of shit. Just like the fucking rest of us, man. You're just a fucking piece of shit. What are you afraid of? You what you deserve, motherfucker.
You know what you deserve is a fucking time here, motherfucker.
Now what's the matter with you?
Who the fuck do you think you are, man? What, do you think you're better than me, man? You think you're better than me? You're just a fucking piece of shit. Just like the fucking rest of us, man. You're just a fucking piece of shit.
What are you afraid of?
Come here.
Hello. Hey, Candy, how you doing? Hello. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Landgenoten, gaan jullie maar rustig slapen. We hebben de zaak onder controle.
Greetings to you, Earthlings. I am Princess Dragamon.
I have taken over this planet. Now I own the Earth, and you'll be my slave for all eternity. The disasters you experienced are just small examples of our great power. Either surrender to me or I'll destroy all humans. I've spoken. It's all the warning you're going to get from me. You'll be destroyed.
Gentlemen, the situation at this time is so serious that it's the worst in human history. The fate of the entire Earth is in our hands. Every hour we are getting news that our factories and our refineries and schools are being attacked with rays of an unknown origin. They haven't been analyzed so far. Thousands of people are dead. The attacks are not coming from outer space, our scientists say, and certain monsters have been seen that appear to come from before the Ice Age, long before the history of mankind. They have to be stopped. Thousands of people are dying right now.
Where is the file now?
I don't know.
You are not dealing with an amateur, comrade. Now, let us try again.
Are you Catholic? Mother, just a little question.
Écrasons sur l'humanité. C'est tout de même de la merde.
Do you read the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the story of the four horsemen? And then I beheld a mighty white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went forth, conquering the whole land. Then there came another horse that was red, and he that was sitting thereon was given the power to take peace from the earth. And he was given a great sword, and none could withstand his might. Then I beheld a black horse, and he that rode thereon carried the scales of vengeance. But then I beheld a pale horse, and he that sat on him, his name was Death. And power was given to him, to wreak havoc with the sword, and flood, and fire, hunger, disease, and war, over a fourth part of the face of the world.
What would happen if the Antichrist was already among us, using the mantle of defender of the Christian faith to deceive millions? Is Donald Trump the Antichrist? What I'm going to reveal in the next few minutes is causing panic to religious leaders who are finally connecting the dots of Bible prophecy. The Bible warned that in the last days, a figure would emerge capable of deceiving even God's chosen ones, a man who would seduce the masses, who would present himself as light when in reality he brings darkness. Look around you. Are we witnessing the literal fulfillment of Revelation 13 before our eyes? While millions of fervent Christians blindly worship a man who flaunts wealth, power, and boasts about his accomplishments, few stop to question, isn't this exactly how the scriptures describe the emergence of the ultimate deceiver? What would explain a controversial billionaire with three divorces and a history of scandals suddenly becoming God's anointed, in the words of countless pastors? Why are entire churches placing his image next to the figure of Jesus Christ? The pieces of this prophetic puzzle are finally falling into place. Did you know that Trump owns the iconic building 6066 Fifth Avenue? That Trump Tower measures precisely 6666 feet tall? That his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, acquired another symbolic building for exactly $666 million? Coincidence or prophecy? Revelation warns us that the Antichrist would establish a special alliance with Israel that would culminate in the rebuilding of the Third Temple, one of the definitive signs of the end times. Who was the first American president to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the embassy there, defying decades of international politics? Who has openly supported plans to rebuild the temple on the Holy Mount? The deception is so profound that Christians who once based their faith on the Word of God now reinterpret the scriptures to accommodate the evil. Actions and statements of a political leader. Families are being divided. Churches are being separated, just as Jesus prophesied would happen in the last days. If possible, he would deceive even the elect. These words of Christ in Matthew 24 have never made so much sense.
It's a new category. I don't know if you've heard this, but I came up with this one, migrant crime. There's crime, there's violent crime, there's migrant crime. We have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's going to be worse than any other form of crime.
Because Joe Biden allowed this to happen, we will call it from now on Biden migrant crime. Okay? It's migrant crime.
Concerns of a migrant crime wave are growing across New York City.
Every third day, there's a story about some sort of migrant crime.
There's a migrant crime spree killing Americans, and the president's an accessory to murder.
We have to stop the invasion into our country that's killing hundreds of thousands of people a year.
I will take electrocution.
For hours, and then are notified that the plane won't leave, and they have no idea when they will, where ticket prices have tripled. They don't have the pilots to fly the planes. They don't have qualified air traffic controllers, and they just don't know what they're doing.
His face says he's mean, cold-blooded, ruthless.
Whoever's in that house, make sure that they never leave it, huh?
He's unstoppable, unbeatable.
You've never met any girls like Super Chick, mistress of the martial arts, all woman, and all that every woman wants to be.
I do what I want, and right now, I want you.
You're some kind of woman.
A super kind of woman, force feminine, free. A black belt in karate, and she can handle any man, one way or the other. She lived a new adventure every day, and when she said no...
I'm much more than you've ever had before.
We're gonna kick your butt all the way back to Highway 99. Get up, boy. We ain't through with you yet.
Yes, you are.
Now, I have examined the case against you, Mr. Dawes, and I find you guilty of murder. I sentence you to death.
He's got a CB radio and 100 friends who just might get mad.
What you say, boys? It's time we waste the town.
What do you know? A drive-through gas station.
They're the most beautiful girls in the world. They live in a world of glamour, beauty, excitement. But sometimes it turns to terror.
Three little maids from the toughest school in the jungle. Each one so brutal, the cops called them the Savage Sisters.
Get that guy!
Three gals with guns and the guts to start the revolution their way. There's Joe, the field marshal, an heiress who passed up a cool million to command the Liberation Army. Mei Ling, the brigadier general, the activist who put down her books and picked up a Tommy gun. And Lynn, the colonel, lean, mean, and foxy, whether she was handling a man or a grenade.
Look out!
They'll face a shootout rather than go back to prison. So beware, they're still at large.
Remember Frankenstein, Wolfman, and King Kong? Each monster was attracted to a woman of strange beauty. Now the incredible two-headed transplant lives, loves, and kills beauty it could not resist. Here is a two-headed monster with the body of a giant. One brain says kill, the other says love.
You are naturally attracted to women. The energy draws attractive women to you. Every day more beautiful women are coming into your life. You trust your natural instinct to guide you with attractive and beautiful women. You set the test, not the woman. Women love a light-hearted approach to life and a playful sense of humor. Women are attracted to your energy. You know with absolute certainty you flip women's attraction switches because you are a real man who has his life together.
This will be a program unlike anything you have ever done, but in it you will find the truth. Welcome to the Way Down Workshop's home series called Way Down at Home. My name is Gwen Shamblin, and I will be your host for this 12-lesson journey away from the magnetic pull of the refrigerator that actually has a hold on your mind and your heart. At the same time, it's a journey toward replacing this hold with the one who deserves all our attention, our genius creator and father, God Almighty. This will be a program unlike anything you have ever done. But in it, you will find the truth. Years of restrictive dieting have only strengthened the chains of slavery to food and have exacerbated rather than solved our problems. Just like the Israelites whose backs were breaking under the strain of their labor, we have lived through the hopelessness of losing weight. only to gain it back even more. This program is for you. When God came to rescue His people from slavery, He rescued them all. God does not call perfect people. He calls imperfect people to be devoted to Him so that we can see His awesome and mighty right hand rescue us.
And they're waiting. They're waiting for you. And they'll take you one by one, and no one will hear you scream. No one will hear you scream!
Thought it would happen.
Nobody gets in or out of that tunnel. Is that clear?
The girl just died. How do you intend to let the people know about all this?
We were asleep. Well, they dragged us right out of the house.
Are we under martial law?
All hell's broke loose in town. Nobody knows what's going on.
Now look, you just can't push us around this way.
We've got to get a nuclear weapon in the air above that town.
I taken me no choice.
They started something they can't stop. Something that inflames. Something that brutalizes. It's madness unleashed by human error. Can they tame it before time runs out?
I'm a key man on the 60 team. A key man. I'm one of the developers of the goddamn thing.
Now, if you want me to get the job done, you get me the stuff I need, and you get the hell in here before the morning's over.
A small town becomes a giant stockade. Heaven City must be contained or leveled.
We're all concerned with Heaven City, Mr. Hawks.
If we have to push the button, we just say the weapon went off.
Get me the president.
3,614 people are trapped by an unknown enemy. Five are on the run. Can they escape the spreading fury?
You can make it. I know it.
Das Land zu erobern, seine Lebewesen uns untertan zu machen und unsere Flanke dort wehen zu lassen. Wir müssen die Grenzen der Macht unseres unbezwingbaren Volkes erweitern. Wir müssen erobern. Erobern!
Oh Gott, in deine Hände befehlen wir unsere große Armee und ihren Oberbefehlshaber am Vorabend des Heiligen Krieges, der in deinem Namen geführt wird. Und bewirke im Namen deines Propheten, unseres großen Gesetzgebers, dass wir, deine erwählten Diener, siegen. Du hast uns nach deinem göttlichen Bild geschaffen. Und wir bitten dich um die Kraft und die Stärke deines göttlichen Vorbildes würdig zu sein und die geistige und körperliche Vollkommenheit zu erhalten, die du uns geschenkt hast und die du in deiner unendlichen Weisheit unseren brutalen Feinden vorenthalten hast.
So sei es.
These women have just seen their doctor, Dr. Death. He stalks the city through the dark of night.
I think somebody's coming toward my apartment.
He has powers more terrible than any man who ever lived. Don't answer your doorbell.
What do you want?
It may be Dr. Death making a house call.
Rabies is an extremely fatal viral disease affecting the central nervous system,
caused by the highly neurotrophic rabies virus. This virus is mainly transmitted via contaminated saliva of infected animals through bites, scratches, wounds, mucosal exposure, and rarely through transplanted neurologic tissues, such as cornea. Rabies can be transmitted by a wide range of animals. Major ones include canines, like dogs and foxes, cats, bats, raccoons, or any other kind of mammal. Rabies is a bullet-shaped variant that belongs to the family of Rhabdoviridae and genus Lyssa virus. It contains a single-stranded RNA nucleocapsid core. The virus is able to evade immune surveillance by sequestration in the nervous system. And this virus is not hardy and quickly inactivated by drying, UV and X-rays, detergents, and ether.
Arrows. Toxic arrows. So you've got two clues here that point strongly to Apollo being that rider on the first horse. So he goes forth conquering and to conquer. We suggest, and this is somewhat speculative because John didn't spell it out in the Bible for us, but the conquest of Apollo is Western civilization. I mean, Western civilization, North America, Europe, basically derives from Greco-Roman law, philosophy, art, religion. I mean, have you noticed how many of our government buildings look like temples from ancient Greece and Rome? In fact, the U.S. Capitol, Capitol with an O-L, is named the Capitol because that's the name of the Temple of Jupiter in Rome, the Capitolium. Thomas Jefferson wanted to evoke the image of Republican Rome, so we named it after the Temple of Jupiter.
And it's referred to as the temple today, the temple of democracy.
Right.
All of the hue and cry after January 6th last year, our temple of democracy was desecrated. A temple. It's a place where Congress meets.
Right.
That's all.
It's the people's house.
But they refer to it in religious terminology on purpose. So, yeah, I go into that a lot in my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. There's a lot of symbolism. Tom Horn has written about this, too, in Apollyon Rising 2012, Zenith 2016. There's a lot of occult symbolism built into the United States Capitol. The second seal of the rider on the red horse, that was pretty simple. I mean, the war. You know, the god of war,
Can
Ares
I go back
of Mars.
To the white horse for just a minute?
Sure.
Because, you know, I've taught for a long time that the white horse is also beast. It's just, it's a warfare without arrows, without guns, without bullets, without guns.
I think and you're absolutely right.
Yes.
I think it is that as well.
Because Apollo was the god of oracles.
And this words that's poison, too.
Yes.
They're just, and that's what's happening today. America is being poisoned by words, by political rhetoric. It's awful what's going on. The lies.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about them sitting around tables telling lies. And this is where we are.
You know, what's interesting about that war of words idea, because you're right. Apollo is also the god of oracles. And during the second century, I think it was, that suddenly the oracles went silent.
Yes.
Join this safari into a green hell of horror in search of a secret fortune in diamonds and gold.
I want that money so bad that every time I close my eyes, I can see it.
A woman possessed by a passion for wealth. A man maddened by his lust for power. A white hunter entrapped by an adventuress's black heart. Victimized by desire. A blonde captive in the darkness of voodoo land.
Not man, not beast, but a combination of the best of each.
An experience in terror that'll tear your nerves to shreds. Secrets. Torn from the earth as old as the earth, combining voodoo witchery with the most advanced of medical sciences to create Voodoo Woman.
These girls can't hold down a job to make money, so with a gun in one hand, they go out to get it. Brazen and bold, they stayed holdups in the daytime and sluggies at night. They're girls born with a talent for trouble. These girls stop at nothing. No crime is too great, no place too sacred once they go on the prowl. Their disrespect for law and order is a shortcut to a prison term. These girls come from all types of families. They hang out in back alleys and secret hideouts to plan their shameless game. They're girls who live on excitement and crime. Where'd you get that gun?
Take a good look at it, Joe. Take a good look at the gun. Well, it's too late, Joe. I'm going to kill you.
You'll never get away with it. Here for the first time the extent and nature of this new girl problem. Gun girl.
You hate the slums. You want out.
but even greater is your passion for pretty things.
Where'd you get that dress?
And that hat?
Sam Burns gave them to me.
And what'd you give Sam Burns?
Daughter of a burlesque stripper. What do you want? Applause, adulation, money?
The stuff that makes the world go round. I love it.
And you, Vera, what will you pay in decency and self-respect for the kisses and love you hunger for? Will you stop at blackmail, or will you go on to violence and worse?
Oh, no. Get out of this car, you pinky face crumb. Get out!
Get out of here, Rugby. Don't start anything now.
I'll teach you to keep your hands off of my...
Turn it out,
girls in the night and their slum-bred boyfriends daring anything, even murder.
You think Chuck killed him? Is that what you're saying?
I don't get paid for things.
What have you got? $10?
I'll get the money and I'll take you out of here, I promise.
Caught in the web of ambition of a whip-wielding she-devil.
I see you wearing this in town.
If you ever see me wearing this in town, you'll know I'm gunning for you.
A woman who faced down a mud-slinging, jeering crowd and fought her way up to brutal power.
It'll be my town before I'm finished.
And set a trap for the man she wanted.
You knew he didn't kill the sheriff, and you knew he didn't kill Blackie, didn't you?
But hell hath no fury like a good girl, mad with jealousy, except a brave man driven to desperation. Here's fast, fist-flying action, packed with dangerous excitement.
Where are your men for?
You're the first man I've ever seen. Don't let go, Kip.
Well, then what's the matter?
Danger, Kip. They want to kill you. They'll take the spaceship and they'll make me go with them.
Well, how?
They can, Kip. They control me.
You'll share man's greatest thrill as you rocket through space to the lost moon city of alluring, ferocious cat women. Theirs is the fevered fury of life without love, goading them to lure men into the den of bloodthirsty moon monsters, driving them to tempt men in the deadly cave of moon gold, flaming into a wild lust to command and destroy the world.
Nuclear explosions are caused by weapons such as H-bombs or atom bombs. They are like ordinary explosions, only many times more powerful. They cause great heat and blood. They also make a cloud of deadly dust which falls slowly to the ground. This is what is called fallout. So these are the two dangers. First, heat and blast, which is followed by fallout. The heat and blast is so severe that it can kill and can destroy buildings for up to 5 miles from the explosion. Fallout is not...
This record is the subject shown and discussed in this film. See the enclosed brochure or send 795 to Pentar Books, Inc., P.O. Box 1555. She would prevent him from pressing his thighs together, which may enhance his enjoyment of orgasm. This is the best position for fellatio. The man should lie comfortably on his back. His partner should crouch or recline at his side in such a way that she is able to reach his penis with her mouth and with her hands, both from the side and from below. Oral caresses should then best be started in this manner. With the thumb and index finger of one hand, the woman should encircle the penis at the root. With this ring grip, she can vary the pressure on the penis and, by squeezing harder, can increase the erection. She supports herself with the other hand, or if this hand is free, uses it to manipulate the man's foreskin. In fellatio, even more so than in cunnilingus, it is important to achieve a slow build-up of the excitement. If the woman, by a prematurely strong stimulation of the sensuous triangle, causes orgasm too early in the game, she deprives her partner of great erotic enjoyment. Most men prefer fellatio for the very reason that this particular form of love play provides him with the mounting excitement of sexual expectation.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana's illegal, I know that.
That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids grow up and start wearing ties and going to the polls. Marijuana's gonna be like liquor, packaged and taxed and sold right off the shelf.
Same to you.
Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Jimmy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street. This is a very, very unusual day, a very important day.
Yeah.
And so much is happening in the world, and all we've heard about is impeach the president, you know, and that's all they're talking about. Impeach, 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 impeach.
And impeachment
until we've gone impeachment crazy.
That's right.
It's stupid.
Right.
They're not taking care of the people. We have a sleeping monster in this country and in the world. We don't know where it's going to go.
Really?
But the experts are telling us it could be the big one. I believe that
it's coronavirus.
Coronavirus. It's from this.
The city of Wuhan, China.
Wuhan,
China.
75 million people have been quarantined in China.
But I'm trying to keep up with it. A few days ago, it was 40.
No, it's.
Do you want to see a chart that you blow your mind? I just got this from one of my newsmen here in the staff. You see that? You see what this is? This is the lowest earthquake. Look, we're going along with earthquakes. This is earthquakes. And then look at down here.
Amazing.
Well, you want to know what that is? That's the election of Donald Trump. Why would there be a dip in the earthquakes at the time of the election? Why would there be less earthquakes there?
We live in a world of tension and conflict. And peace, even where it does exist, does so without guarantees for tomorrow. We must therefore face the hard reality that someday a nuclear attack against the United States could occur. And equally important, we must also realize that horrifying as that prospect may seem, destructive as such an attack might be, we can survive. It would not mean the end of the world, the end of our nation. And you can greatly improve your own chances of survival if you'll remember these facts about protection in the nuclear age.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van grote kennisheid. Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van grote kennisheid. Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van grote mensheid.
What's our life and freedom worth when a tyrant seeks our earth, aiming to subdue our land with greedy hands? But we'll stand against his might. Canada won't yield this fight, and we'll shout across our free and sovereign land. Go home, Yankee, Yankee, go home. Keep your deals and go back home. Say goodbye to your grand schemes. Don't tread on our hopes and dreams. As our anthem proudly sings, Canada stands. Go home, Yankee, Yankee, go home. Keep your deals and go back home. Say goodbye to your grand schemes. Don't tread on our hopes and dreams. As our anthem proudly sings, Canada stands. Trump and his cronies proclaim Canada should play their game. Join us as the 51st state, they demand. But our spirit won't be sold. Freedom's worth more than their gold. We'll resist their grasp with every steadfast hand. Go home, Yankee, Yankee, go home. Keep your deals and go back home. Say goodbye to your grand schemes. Don't tread on our hopes and dreams. As our anthem proudly sings, Canada stand.
Go home, Yankee, Yankee, go home. Keep your deals and go back home.
Say goodbye to your grand schemes. Don't tread on our hopes and dreams. As our anthem proudly sings, Canada stand. Yankee, learn our northern ways. We won't bow to your displays. When looking at our land, close your greedy eyes. Try to force us and you'll find Canada's not yours to bind. For the true North, strong and free, will always rise.
Go home, Yankee, Yankee, go home. Keep your heels and go back home. Say goodbye to your grand schemes. Don't tread on our hopes and dreams. As our anthem proudly sings, Canada stands. Go home, Yankee, Yankee, go home. Keep your deals and go back home. Say goodbye to your grand schemes. Don't tread on our hopes and dreams. As our anthem proudly sings, Canada stands.
As I've said unequivocally from the beginning, there's not a snowball's chance in hell that Canada will ever be the 51st state. At the same time, having worked with President Trump for...
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Tijdrijp, de glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn,
zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Maar we hebben behoefte aan net om met iemand te praten. Bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Weer soundcheck, dat straks begint Radio Teranga. Het begint als een patapoes serieus wel eens voorheen. Dit is The Earthlings met Landing of the Daleks, 1965. Out.
And the other one coming back.
This time it sounds like it's for kids.
Van de soundcheck.
She always threatened to go down to New Orleans. Get herself off
the ground. Even geluid kunnen maken, dan kan ik dat inregelen.
Maybe you had a girl of like this. She always threatened to go down to New Orleans. And get herself lost in
the ground. Radio Tiranga. Ik ga dat doen voor je. Hoorde ik iemand iets zeggen over de...
Oh, ja. Okay,
ja.
Wacht.
Ja, ja. Nog even doorpraten?
Ja. Hoor je mij?
Ja, ja, prima.
Wacht, kan ik nu niet horen.
Nee, je klinkt net zo hard als ik, dus dat is goed. Nou, dank. Ik ga die muziek weer wat harder zetten.
Oké, hoor je mij?
Ja, keurig. Ik hoor je fantastisch.
Ik ga die muziek weer wat harder zetten.
Hey Bart, hoor je mij of niet?
Ja. Ik hoor je.
Oké, goed.
Ik hoor wel heel erg echo bij jou.
Oké.
Ja, is goed, later.
Get down on my knees. Pray to the Lord that old train will turn right around and never stop till I drop my baby off. Click, clack, click, clack.
Enxuga teu pranto de dor, que a seca mão começou. Adeus, vou embora, meu bem, chorar não ajuda ninguém. Enxuga teu pranto de dor, que a seca mão começou. Enxuga teus olhos, Maria, pulando meu coração. Eu voltarei qualquer dia, é só chover no sertão. Lá longe as horas da porta, eu conto na minha mão. Adeus, vou embora, meu bem. Chorar não ajuda ninguém. Enxuga teu pranto de dor, que a seca mal começou. Adeus, vou embora, meu bem. Chorar não ajuda ninguém. Enxuga teu pranto de dor, que a seca mal começou. Enxuga teus olhos, Maria, pulando meu coração. Eu voltarei qualquer dia, é só chover no sertão. Longe as horas da volta, eu conto na minha mão. Oi! aberto, lá longe agora está a porta, eu conto na minha mão.
Kwaliteit, volume, check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,